Alone. Yes, that. A singular problem. My beard and I went in search of a spiritualist, Imogen. God knows why. An impulse? Another new development? I probably wouldn't have stayed in Imogen's consulting room for more than 5 minutes had I not been surprised to find we had a lot in common. She had created an imaginary world of her own, a vacuous purgatory filled with voices from beyond, trivial day-to-day conversations which the dead supposedly clamour to continue with those they've left behind. She must have been aware of my scepticism. Let's face it, I seldom took part in such banal chatter, even with my still-living acquaintances. However, she was an evangelist for her delusions and stressed that the communications were vitally important. I pretended to be open to the idea, but remained convinced there is no communication after death. What would be the point?